Okay, I am going to read what Lee wrote underneath the video. He's actually doubling down and saying that this is true and that I posted about this. The reason I'm reading this, I have a screen capture that I printed out, but I got a feeling as soon as I put this up, Lee is going to claim copyright violation. But anyway, here's what he wrote. Meanwhile, you got a Cane Corso at just 8 months old because the dog's owner was not able to handle it and found it to be unstable. According to information on your website, you had the dog just a few days and then rehomed it. Then 2 months later, that Cane Corso that you, all caps, rehomed, ignoring its past, it apparently bit the new owner, and yet you blame the new owner for negligence. I'm not sure how you can overlook your negligence in rehoming an unstable Cane Corso that went through your program. Well, Lee, I don't know how you can overlook your negligence of absolutely inverting what happened. Now, you're sending me screenshots of an old Facebook post, and this, dude, none of this is verified in any of this. This was live in front of people. At the time, I had a dog YouTube channel, Merino Cane Corso, with close to 5,000 subscribers, and everybody witnessed what happened. And this is not at all what happened, nor is that, like you just sent me the lady's arm, the photograph of the lady's arm, right? Well, guess what, you ding-dong? That's the lady that brought the dog to me, not somebody that was rehomed to. Right, that's the lady that brought the dog to me. Right, uh-huh. That's what Havoc did to her. And I had the dog, I believe, for almost a couple weeks. And the dog was never rehomed, nor is anything, you're not going to be able to produce anything that said that I rehomed the dog. There's nothing written on my blog posts. There's nothing on Facebook that says that I rehomed the dog and that it bit the new owner and that I blamed the new owner for negligence. There is nothing you can produce because I never published anything of that nature. And that's not what happened. And this is how stubborn you are, Lee. You might not be aware of this, but this was public. This entire process was public. As a matter of fact, I still have all the videos on hard drives. The entire process was public on YouTube of this dog. And I considered rehoming it, and I almost rehomed it, and I changed my mind. I decided it was a bad idea. And then I had the dog put down, Lee. That's what happened. So, and I believe he was 10 months old when I got him. I can't remember. But anyway, let me read again what Lee Robinson, and this is along with what things he said about my children and my mother. And this is in response. This is in response to my critique. And Lee, like I said in the chat that we just had, anytime you want to go live, you let me know and we'll talk dogs. Okay, but I'm going to read again what you wrote under the video. And let me reiterate, the video that you posted was in response, right, to me. And then I made a video in response to that video, and you got it knocked down for copyright violation. So you're just a lowball, okay? So I'm going to read again what you wrote. Meanwhile, you got a Cane Corso at just 8 months old because the dog's owner was not able to handle it and found it to be unstable. According to information on your website, see, like I told you, now you're pulling up Facebook. You're always bait and switch all the time, okay? You're always bait and switch constantly. On your website, you had that dog just a few days and then rehomed it. No, there's no information on my website or on Facebook that I had the dog for just a few days and rehomed it. You are injecting that into photographs and you're just making it up, dude. That's why it's called slander, right? Then 2 months later, that Cane Corso that you rehomed, where did you even get this from? This is incredible, dude. Ignoring its past, it apparently bit the new owner, and yet you blamed the new owner for negligence. Now, I was blaming the original owner for negligence because she should have never had the dog. She had no business having a Corso. It was an impulse buy with COVID money. I'm not sure how you can overlook your negligence in rehoming an unstable Connie Corso that went through your program. Well, that's what you wrote, Lee. And you're actually sending, I can see you're sending me text messages right now, sending me more screenshots from my old Facebook page, claiming that you're legitimate on this. Dude, what's the matter with you, man? There's nothing in any of those posts that articulate any of this at all. That's not what happened. That's not what I said. It's a matter of, like I said, there are literally, there have got to be thousands of people in the dog community that witnessed what happened with the Havoc. Literally. Thousands of people. It was public. Are you gonna now apologize for this, Lee? Or are you gonna double down and you're right, and, right? Is that how it's gonna be? You're right. Meanwhile, you got a Connie Corso at just 8 months old because the dog's owner was not able to handle it and found it to be unstable. According to information on your website, you had the dog just a few days and then rehomed it. Pure bullshit, dude. Then 2 months later, and you cannot produce anything that says that. Nothing. Then 2 months later, that Connie Corso that you rehomed, it was never rehomed, Lee. It was put down. Ignoring its past, I didn't ignore its past. It was put down. It apparently bit the new owner. Luckily, I put it down, Lee, and it never bit anybody ever again. And you blame the new owner for negligence. I blame the old owner for negligence. A lot of people criticize me for putting the dog down. It was a big... there was a lot of people that felt that, you know, you can save every dog. And no, you can't. And unfortunately, I could have kept this dog. But I didn't want it around my wife because, you know, she would be at risk. And it was an unstable dog, and it needed to be put down. That was my conclusion in the end, Lee. So are you going to double down, or are you going to apologize for this? Let alone, what does my children and my mother have to do with anything? I mean, seriously, dude. You think you're justified? I just, for the record, dude, I'm actually going to post this on a brand new post. So for the record, dude, are you saying you're justified in what you did here? Because I'm going to send you the link. You'll listen to it. Are you saying you're justified in what you did here? Because I did a critique of your shitty, what I call shitty dog training. Because I did a little critique and you didn't like it. You go and you file all kinds of copyright violations all over the place. And then you slander me underneath a video. Character assassination and slander. So are you going to apologize for that, Lee, or are you going to double down and say that this is true? Because I'd sure like to know, bud. And nothing you sent me shows this. You should send a screenshot of a photo of Havoc that he's coming. You showed the photograph that's on the Marino Connie Corso website of the lady's arm, right? But there's nothing that substantiates this pile of horse shit that you wrote about me in response. This is how you responded. So are you going to apologize for this, Lee? Or are you going to double down and still insist that that's how it is? Because I find that to be incredibly remarkable.